I'm standing on Commercial Drive, which is right off of 465 and 38th Street on the north side of Indianapolis. I'm standing in a parking lot of what looks like it used to be a strip mall. There's still a Chinese restaurant on one side, and right in front of me, there is a huge abandoned space that has a sign on it for lease. Space available 56,000 square feet. That's the space that Mariama Carson hopes might be an option for her new charter school.
Okay, so we're standing in front of a former Hobby Lobby, and that's what I know it as. I was a teacher down in this area, and I remember coming here to get crafts and things for the classroom, and it was a Hobby Lobby.
Carson says the building has been empty for a long time. The last time she remembers coming in for craft supplies was maybe 10 years ago. In fact, five or six other retail spaces beside it also boast big for lease signs. But despite the vacancies, Carson says this area, dubbed the International Marketplace, is exactly the type of environment she's been looking for to house her proposed K-8 school for dual language learners.
So the International Marketplace collectively is the most diverse pocket in the entire state of Indiana. Wanting to have a school that's in close proximity to the demographics we're going after, it's this place.
But
the total for the whole project from a renovation standpoint was like $4.5 million. That's just for renovation, not even for the building.
Carson is not alone in her struggle. Plenty of charter school leaders have a hard time finding a suitable, affordable building appropriate for running programs and educating their students, which is where the General Assembly's new plan comes in.
We have settled on a supplemental grant for high-performing charter schools.
That's House Speaker Brian Bosma. He explains that this new grant program gives charter schools $500 extra per student in state funding, but only if they're considered high-performing, earning an A, B, or C on the state's school grading scale. Schools that earn a D or F can qualify only if they can prove to the State Board of Education that they're performing as well as or better than the nearest non-charter public school. Charters are also eligible for the money if they're in their first 2 years of operation, or if they serve a population that is mostly made up of students with developmental, intellectual, or behavioral challenges. Speaker Bosma again.
It's a nice position for all of us to say we're helping. It's not at the expense of traditional public schools, and I think it's going to be very helpful.
I think it's absolutely an incentive for quality charter school options.
Michelle McCowan with the Indiana Charter School Board says she's aware of one of the common arguments against extra funding for charter schools, that they don't always perform better than the traditional schools they claim to supplement. She says that's why the quality eligibility requirement is such a crucial element of these new programs.
This, I would think, mitigates some of that concern because it's only giving additional monies to quality school options for families.
Senate Appropriations Chair Luke Kenley, who helped construct the budget, shares McCowan's sentiment. Kenley adds that the programs will help create healthy competition between charters and traditional public schools to improve. Back on Commercial Drive, Mariama Carson peeks into what could be her schoolhouse come 2016. Even though the additional money she could get through this new charter funding sequence might not be enough to help her buy this building, she says it could help loosen the belt for other resources.
We could look to now have a parent liaison. We could look to have assistants in the K-1-2 classrooms and things like that. So that additional money is huge.
The charter for Carson's school is up for approval by the Indianapolis Charter Board June 2nd. She's crossing her fingers for a yes. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.